Middle East is about to engage, or it's on the brink. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, war. Numbers of things have happened in recent days. Number 1, Hamas has gained control of the Gaza Strip.
Verses 1 through 12.
And Israel's got to learn that they can never trade land. Speak
on deception, lies, and spoils.
So when it just does not work,
the rapture connection.
Hopefully they've learned their lesson.
Help you.
You got Hamas controlling Gaza. You got missiles again being fired from Lebanon. You got Ahmadinejad calling for Israel. Let's all stand, shall we? Wipe them off the face of the map. You've got Syria preparing for war on the northern part. And you've got Israel now planning to attack Syria.
Paul writes, and he says,
now we beseech you, brethren,
certainly the time has never been right for an all
by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto
him, of Gog and Magog,
that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither
I know
by spirit
on this
or by
before,
word
or touch
by letter,
a little bit on it,
us,
but as I was
as
reading
the day
this,
of Christ is at hand. So in other words,
back,
many of them thought the day of Christ was at hand,
got my attention that I've seen before,
but as I dwelled on it,
verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means,
for that day shall not come,
over
except there come a falling away first,
and that man
and
is going
to
relate
that to you in
just
perdition,
a little bit.
Who opposes
first of all,
and exalteth himself above all
when we say
all
rapture
God,
in
that
Christian
worship,
circles, what
so that he
has God's
life,
and
the Bible talks about himself that he is,
and I believe three.
Remember ye not,
places,
when I was yet
turn
with
back
Christ,
just a little bit to 1 Thessalonians chapter
now
four,
ye know that
four.
With what
now,
withholding
you're going to use your Bibles tonight,
this
is much like a Wednesday night Bible study.
For the mystery of iniquity that's already worked, only he who now letteth will let,
as he'll
be taken
like that
out of the way.
Still,
and then shall that wicked be revealed,
what the Bible
the Lord
says,
shall consume
what knowledge
the spirit
up,
of his
I still
mouth,
think you
and shall destroy with the brightness
Bible,
of his coming,
put it to practice,
even him who's coming,
lies
after
but
1
Thessalonians chapter number 4,
with all power
verse number
and signs
these
and
verses
lying
are often
and with all deceivableness
of
unrighteousness
during
them that
funerals,
perish because they
but
were
they also
not
give
the love
significance
of the truth,
to
that they might
the rapture in the coming day of
and
the Lord.
And for this cause,
verse
God
13,
shall send them strong,
but I would not have you to be ignorant,
that they should believe
concerning
a
them
lie,
which are asleep,
that they
that
all might be damned,
those
who believe
dead,
not
that ye sorrow
truth,
not, even as others which have no hope.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which are asleep in Jesus. Now notice,
Christ
he specifies those which are asleep in
Christ,
not just asleep, not just dead, but those who have been saved,
down
those who have been redeemed
to rule.
He says, will God bring with him
battle of
Armageddon? For this we say unto you, verse 15,
by the word of the Lord,
that we which are alive and remain
with Jesus
unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them, that means precede them which are asleep. In other words, he's saying those which are dead, they will go first, he says, for the
second coming of Christ,
he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
for his children,
with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Daniel.
Now this
and
about
so there'll
the
be a 7-year tribulation period.
Shall rise
I'm going to
first,
talk to you about the rapture.
And then,
verse
what it means when
it
we are alive and remain
shall be caught up.
Now that word caught up in the Greek is
things.
The word
I am not a prophet,
and it
means
supposed
to be.
Latin means
I am not a Bible scholar.
The word
but,
rapture.
I try
so
to
although the word
understand
rapture
what the
is not specifically
say,
mentioned in the Bible,
things,
the word caught up there does mean rapture,
taken
up
or the word
caught up. So he says, then we which are alive, verse 17, and remain shall be caught up, and shall be raptured together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then he says, comfort one another with these words. And those words are comforting. That means that one day Jesus Christ will come back with a shout and the trump of God will proclaim, and we and those which are dead in Christ shall rise, their bodies shall rise from the ground and meet their soul and spirit. They shall precede us, then we which remain shall be caught up, we shall be raptured, and we will be with the Lord and those that are in the ground, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Those are comforting words. That's talking about a rapture. And unless you think that it's not going to happen, this is the word of God, and it will happen. Just because we have many scoffers and say, where is the promise of his coming? It will happen one day. And this could well be the generation that witnesses that event. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing for Jesus to come with the shout and the rapture to occur? And you and I would be out of here in a twinkling. And that is, if you're saved,
By the way, you say, well, preacher, you know I'm saved. I don't know who's saved. I know I'm saved, but I don't know anybody here that's saved. Honestly, I don't. And that's why I give the gospel many times and talk about that. And only you know if you're saved. And I pray that you are. I tell you, I have nightmares thinking about going to heaven and some of my people perhaps not being saved. If Jesus went around with 12 people, 12 disciples, and one of them was Judas, and Judas died and went to hell, it may be that there'd be one out. Well, we run about anywhere from 65 to 85, somewhere around. It may be we would have somebody in our midst that comes and is not saved. You only know that. You say, how do I know that? The Bible says the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit. The Holy Spirit will let you know. And the Holy Spirit will let you know if you're not saved. And I think in a church like this, the Holy Spirit does his work, and you would know if you're not saved. But I say this tonight. If you're not saved, you need to get saved before you walk out that door. You say, well, what about everybody? What will they think? Who cares what they think? Jesus could come tonight, and the trump of God would sound, and those of us that are saved would be raptured out of here, and we'd meet Jesus and forever be with the Lord, and you'd be here. And I'm going to show you in just a minute, you wouldn't have a second chance. It's done. Well, then I know that I missed. Nope, I'm telling you, there would be no second chance for you. Your fate would be sealed. And that's why it's important to make sure that you're on your way to heaven. All right, so that's one passage of scripture. Okay, now go back to 1 Corinthians, if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. This is a verse. These are verses also that are mentioned at funerals. And I've used them. Just about any pastor that's ever pastored has used at least one of these verses at funerals somewhere along the line. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, look at verse 51. Again, Paul writes, and he says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Talking about the rapture now. Same thing he talked about over in 1 Thessalonians. Notice, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We will put off this incorruption. Verse 53, for this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's another instance. Paul writes about the rapture, the time where the trump shall sound, and those which are alive, that are dead in Christ shall rise, and then we which are remain shall be caught up as well, and we shall be changed, and they will put off incorruption or corruption. And so that time is coming at a time where we don't know when. Nobody knows. But I will say this, it will be 7 years before the second coming. When the rapture occurs, there's a seven-year period known as the tribulation period. At the end of those 7 years, Jesus Christ, known as the day of the Lord, Jesus Christ will come back. He will come back in visible form. Every eye shall behold him. He shall touch down on the Mount of Olives where he rose, ascended up to heaven, and they shall see him. Okay, now, so that's the rapture. If you go to Revelation chapter number 4, I don't want you to do that, but if you went to a Revelation chapter number 4, that is the beginning in Revelation of the rapture, when people come up, and that is the rapture. All right, at the end of the church age, which chapter 3, 1, 2, and 3 talk about. All right, now, when will it come? All right, turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where we were before. 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 2, verse number 3. Notice what Paul writes here. Let no man deceive you. By the way, I looked up that word deceive, and anytime you see that word deceive, 90% of the time in the Bible, it has correlation to do with a man. People deceive. Amen. People deceive. He writes, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, what day? The second coming of Christ, known as the day of the Lord, shall not come except. Now understand this. He's not talking about the rapture here. He's talking about the second coming of Christ. Give me this, Gene. So you understand what I'm saying here. All right. We've got, in the scheme of things, we've got the church age, which we're in right now. And then we've got what's known as the rapture. That's what Paul talked about. And the dead in Christ shall rise, and then we which remain shall be changed, and we will ascend up, and we will meet Jesus and forever be with the Lord. That's the rapture. Okay, 7 years follow that period of time, and the last 3.5 years is known as the Great Tribulation. This is known as the Tribulation, but that 7 years period from the rapture to the second coming of Christ, and that's when Christ comes visibly with the saints. We're going to come back with them, amen, and we're going to come back with them, white horses, and we're going to defeat the devil and all his crony friends, okay? So when he's talking about the day of the Lord, he's not here talking about the rapture. He's talking about the second coming of Christ, when Christ comes visibly with his church, with the redeemed. Okay. Now, understanding that, that's what he's talking about, this period here, not this. He says, verse number 3, so let man no man deceive you. Let me put this away. I'll come back to this in just a little bit, Gene, probably, but for now. Okay, he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the second coming of Christ, shall not come except. Now, he says there's some conditions that you have to find, you have to see before that day come. Number one, he says, except there come a falling away first. That the phrase falling away means a forsaking or leaving. In other words, what it's talking about is the rapture. What Paul's writing, you're not going to see him come back visibly until he comes back first for his children, which is the rapture. Okay, so the first thing that will happen is that there will be a rapture. And then second, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That man is the Antichrist. So first will come the rapture, then the man of sin or the Antichrist will be revealed. If the Antichrist is going to be revealed, that means you and I will not know who that is. Now, we'll have a front row seat, amen. We'll know who it is from heaven, but we're not going to know who it is on earth. None of us will. And you can start to make conjectures and say, well, it's going to be that person. I believe the Antichrist is here right now on earth. I really do. I believe he's a real person. I believe he's going to be here soon. I don't know who he is. I could do a Bible study, but I'm not going to do that. I'd just be conjecture on my part, so we'll leave that where it may be. Now, look at verse number 4. Notice what he does. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. In other words, this Antichrist is going to be saying that he is God. By the way, Jesus was God. You have the Holy Trinity. You'll have an unholy Trinity. You'll have Satan. You'll have the Antichrist. You'll have the false prophet, just like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, the Antichrist is going to proclaim that he is God. And Jesus, of course, proclaimed that he is God. But when the Antichrist comes on the scene, and this is important, the Antichrist is going to say that he's God, and the world will believe him. And the Bible says he could deceive us unless we were taken out. But we're going to be taken out. He won't deceive us because we're going to be away. But the whole world will be deceived in thinking that this man. Now, when I read this and started thinking the other day, I thought, how is that going to happen? And well, let me just get into it. Look at verse number 6. Why hasn't it happened yet? Look at verse 6. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. What is it? He says, now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. He's saying, now I'm going to tell you why he hasn't come yet and what the secret is, what has to happen, why he hasn't revealed. And the verse 7 says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth. The word letteth, you might write in your Bible, it means hindereth. In other words, it says, verse 7, only he who now hindereth will let or hinder until he be taken out of the way. The word he there is referring to a person, and the Holy Spirit is a person, and the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will be removed, and once the Holy Spirit will be removed, we of course will have the rapture, but we will have the man of sin being revealed. Where's the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit right now is inside the believer, and when the rapture occurs, the believers are gone, and then the Holy Spirit is removed, the Antichrist will be revealed, and everybody will be saying that this man is God. He will claim himself as God, and they will follow him as God.